So to me, cross-examination has always been the brass ring, because you can prepare for opening statements, you can prepare for closing arguments, you can get a lot of help. You can't really prepare for what's going to happen in cross-examination. And I think some of my best days in court have been watching some of the greats take those cross-examinations in court. They can surgically dismantle an argument, or they can actually kind of broadly bust open the case with a question that the witness just can't answer and is dumbfounded because it's so ultimate and essential. But, you know, let's face it, we don't get to do this every day. We don't get to be Mark Lanier giving the opening arguments in a huge multi-million-dollar case every day anymore. We might try one case a year at best, and I'm a pretty active trial lawyer, and especially in business cases. So where we are developing those skills and where we are busting open those cases and finding the lying, the cheating, and the stealing is at the deposition. And we can do that every month. We do that sometimes. We do it way more than once a month. And so that's where we're building those skills and we're gaining those case advantages. Y'all, there are some really good papers written on this topic, not mine included. Mine is really an outline, a checklist, and it includes footnotes to some of the great ones. Kenan Wooten has a wonderful, very thorough article that will tell you exactly what rules you need and the latest case law, and that's cited at footnote one. So I've broken this down into kind of how I do it, getting ready for things. And let's start with the initial planning step. The first question is, you know, why are you taking this deposition?